Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Tennessee Republicans are speeding through the redistricting process this week to turn all of the state's 9 congressional districts reliably red ahead of the midterms. Critics say the quick turnaround from the unprecedented mid-decade redistricting will cause voter confusion. Siku Franklin of the NAACP argued that the state had previously upheld an existing rule around the timeline for making changes before elections.
Friday is the first day to ask for absentee ballots for military overseas veterans as well as for seniors. The longstanding conservative argument is that you can't make these kinds of major changes.
A memo from Tennessee's coordinator of elections obtained by WPLN News stressed that new maps would require precincts to account for split ballots, update voter registration systems, and retrain poll officials. Since county governments typically pay for redistricting costs, the Secretary of State's office is asking the legislature to reimburse municipalities for what they may have spent for the 2026 midterms. Yesterday's local elections will bring new leaders into office across Middle Tennessee, including new mayors in Rutherford and Williamson counties. In Rutherford, incumbent Joe Carr lost to nonprofit leader Randy Allen. In Williamson, Andy Marsha will take the top executive seat. In Nashville, voters selected former council member Sharon Hurt as county clerk. Two new judges unseated incumbents. The winners were Don Diener and Corletra Mance. Nashville School Board, meanwhile, will be largely unchanged. Murfreesboro police are investigating a group of burglars who crashed a car into a gun store last weekend. Officers say the smash-and-grab burglary happened around 3:40 in the morning. A Kia Soul crashed into the building, and several people got out wearing white Tyvek coveralls. They then grabbed multiple guns and ran out, leaving the crashed car behind, and are believed to have fled in another Kia. Responding officers found what appeared to be a rocket-propelled grenade in the parking lot. As a precaution, they called out the THP bomb squad, which determined it was inert or a replica. Murfreesboro police are urging everyone with information in the case to come forward. You're listening to WPLN News.